There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend. I got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day.
Carpe diem. Right, you like that? Take on or seize the day. I think that Dr. Lori used that, didn't she?
She did.
For a long time.
Yeah.
She still does. I don't hear her. Anyway, I never was much of a fan of hers anyway. I like Dr. Joy because she's the real thing. And Laura is an entertainer, for
Dr.
sure.
Dr. Joy is much nicer.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And she has the credentials, the real credentials. Laura is an interesting lady and dispenses interesting advice. However practical it may be, she's created quite a stir and quite a career for herself, and congratulations are in order for anybody who does well at his or her chosen task. All right, so let's get Richie and I are here together today. This is the first time just been you and me for a long time.
Usually years.
Kenny is here, yeah, right. Kenny's off to a wedding. Jennifer's off to some wine binge someplace. Roberta's drowning in the ocean.
Working.
But she is.
Yeah, so
going
she's
by going to a concert. See, I went to a late concert last night, and I'm here.
Yeah, what? She went to Shania Twain. Look at her. So anyway. Is in New Orleans.
So this is the quote of the day. The thought of the day comes from Robert Plant, going to acknowledge his career later on in this hour. The past is a stepping stone, not a milestone. Wow. So many things. You noticed there's a theme to our thoughts, and much of it has to do with forgetting about or eliminating the past and the problems of the past and moving into the now and thinking about what you're doing today and maybe where it all goes tomorrow. But if you were, for example, let's say you had an account at Ashley Madison, not much you can do about that. That's the past, right? Here's an encouraging...
But your future.
Right. The message that I saw today that is the going from the thought for the day to the quote of the day, embarrassing now, but you'll get over it. That's the message from the group that hacked Ashley Madison, the cheaters' website, yesterday.
I'm so curious to see who's behind this.
I know. Remember that the television show that was on for a while called Cheaters? Did you ever see that?
No.
It was a private eye. I remember it was a late night show.
Oh, yeah.
One guy chasing around. He'd find it. Mostly it was women who were embarrassing the men in their lives. Once in a while, it was a man who was after a woman. But I remember it was on late night television a number of years ago. And you would see this guy who was a real, you could see the order.
Private detective type, sleazy.
Yeah, real sleazy. So anyway, he has this fleet of cars, and they find people that think that their spouse is cheating on them or somehow or other doing things that are not cool. And so they go out and they chase him around and embarrass him. And that's in that circumstance. Yeah, but I mean, I think that's appropriate. Anyway, the Iran nuclear deal is facing a big vote pretty soon. There's a twist now. You remember that for years Iran has been accusing, or been accused rather, of trying to develop nuclear weapons. They've always responded with, nope, it's not us. We aren't doing that. What are you talking about? Earlier this summer, Iran and the United States and six other world powers signed a deal to end the drama by lifting sanctions in exchange for limiting Iran's nuclear program. So now it's up to Congress to approve that deal. And apparently there are enough people whose arms are being twisted that it looks like this thing is in fact going to pass. That a side agreement attached to the deal has surfaced. This side agreement allows Iran to use its own inspectors instead of the UN inspectors at a site that's been used to develop nuclear weapons. This news makes the deal more controversial. Critics say it puts too much trust in them, but the administration says that it's confident inspections will be carried out. Well,
confident how?
You look at the vote, the Republicans...
So look at this straight. Our deal with Iran is based on...
Fox is watching the hen house.
Letting Iran do their own inspections.
Uh-huh. So...
Nice.
People in Obama's own party, like Senator Schumer and Senator Menendez, Schumer, New York, Menendez, New Jersey, have both come out against the deal. So the vote's going to be pretty pretty close. One of the most important, this is a legacy sort of thing for Obama. And apparently, this is another one of these phony deadlines. I don't know where these deadlines came from. We have to get this done by X date. September 17th is when the vote is supposed to be taken. Let's see. The next episode will be on The Real Housewives of D.C., Richard.
This is a reality show.
It is a reality show. Right, exactly. Here's the quote of the day. For those of you who love horses, you know I'm a very big animal advocate and protector. If you're riding horses and you get kicked off, knocked off, you either go to the hospital or you get back on. I saw a video of somebody who was competing. This was last week. It was a big competition week for the certain horse categories that are involved in these derbies around the country during the summer and the fall. So a lady fell off of her horse. Didn't get bucked up, but she fell off. And she was, obviously, look at the video, man, this woman could have been seriously hurt. The horse sort of rolls on her. And she was riding a couple of different horses in this event. She gets up, dusts herself off, gets on another horse, and goes back into the competition.
Wow.
Meanwhile, after she was examined by a doctor, she broke a rib during that, and she still get back up on the horse.
They should ban horse riding events.
Oh,
it's so dangerous.
Yeah, really.
I don't know how they let anybody do that. It's so dangerous.
You'll have to pass that along. All right, 13 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. In a moment, Dr. Ken Kronaus updates us on several very important medical issues this week. Coming up in a matter, as I said, of, did I say moments? Or did I say minutes?
Seconds.
What did I say? Seconds. Yeah, you can measure this break in seconds.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you know that your eye color influences your personality? Or put another way, you can learn a lot about a person from their eye color. Here's the natural science of it. If you have either blue, yellow, green, or light gray eyes, you're sneaky, and you'll likely use your stealth to get what you want. You plot, you ploy, and develop strategies which will allow you to stay on top without anyone ever being the wiser. Light-eyed people plot and strategize to win.
Behind blue eyes.
Do you have dark eyes, then you tend to attack head-on with great speed, and after you attack, well, then you think. Dark-eyed animals attack to win. What's the cheap psychological trick? The eyes have it. To know if someone will attack with sneaky stealth or attack head-on, their eye color may be a clue. Got a question? You can send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. New research indicates people who feel young live longer. Older feeling adults, 40% more likely to die sooner. Extra years today on American Biker Minute.
Fall in love with your free 7-piece Lancome gift only at Macy's. Receive Advanced Genifique plus other skincare and makeup favorites and a cosmetics bag with any $35 or more Lancome purchase. Spend $70 or more and pick an additional trio while supplies last. Visit your Macy's Lancome counter today.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Positive attitude and the will to live the full life describes bikers. Younger feeling people are cheating death. Older feeling adults, 40% more likely to die sooner. Smoking, depression, cognitive loss, the trend is solidly in place. Apparently, the younger you feel, on average, the longer you'll live. Older youngsters have in common a greater sense of life's mastery and the burning will to carry on. The key to feeling young fits snugly into the ignition lock of a motorcycle. American Biker Minute.
On the back of a motorcycle.
Transport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He's the only player to win the Heisman Trophy twice. And his powerful Ohio State teams played in four Rose Bowls. In the pros, however, he gained just over half the yards he did in college.
Great pass, Archie Griffin.
So where is Archie Griffin now? Archie is the president and CEO of the Ohio State Alumni Association. He's also the university's senior vice president for alumni relations. Archie sits on the board of Motorist Mutual Insurance, as well as the National Football Foundation. And he owns the minor league baseball team, the Dayton Dragons, with his friend, Magic Johnson.
I count my blessings and say how fortunate I was.
That's what I call awesome Archie. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Fall in love with your free 7-piece Lancome gift only at Macy's. Receive Advanced Genifique plus other skincare and makeup favorites and a cosmetics bag with any $35 or more Lancome purchase. Spend $70 or more and pick an additional trio while supplies last. Visit your Macy's Lancome counter today.
16 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us now for a medical update on a number of items that are of import to people. The FDA has approved a drug to boost women's sex drive with some sort of restrictions. Is this much ado about nothing, Ken, or is this really significant?
Well, it's much ado about the fact that it opens up a whole new way to treat women. It's a new class of drugs. It's not a lookalike. It's not like something we've ever had before. But this drug is not going to be a blockbuster because you have to take it every single day. In the studies, it only increased one time a month when women had relationships compared to the
people
who were on the
control. If they were having normally five, then they'd have six using this.
And they have to take it every day, unlike Viagra. That is correct. Yeah. There's also considerable concerns about safety. It drops blood pressure. You cannot drink alcohol while you're taking this drug because you will drop your blood pressure significantly. It also can cause liver problems. Right. And if you have a liver problem,
so how
did
it get approved?
Well, it actually was not approved twice, and it was given up by a big drug company, and this little tiny drug company picked it up, and then they cleverly got together this very strong political campaign to get it approved, and, you know, they accused the FDA essentially of being sexist, that they weren't going to pass
this. Of course, it was a PR campaign, right. So the company to buy stock in at the moment would be this little company, whatever it is,
well,
for as long
private,
as it makes work.
Well, it's a privately held company. Yeah. Actually, I'm not recommending stock purchases, but there's another drug that's far along in its development that is in the same class that has not yet been approved, but looks like it will be, and it's only taken when you need it, like Viagra, and it works a little bit differently in the brain, and it doesn't look like it has the same safety issues. And this looks like another, the second drug in this class. This looks like a potential blockbuster.
Right.
But the first drug will just be historically important.
And I heard that it was supposed to be mainly for women that were premenopausal. For menopausal, that's when...
Well, it's indicated for premenopausal women who consider their inadequate sexual appetite to be very destructive.
All right. E-cigarettes, speaking of destructive, really destructive, what's the news there?
Journal of the American Medical Association. The teens who use e-cigarettes are more likely to later smoke conventional cigarettes and other tobacco products, suggesting that electronic cigarettes should be strictly regulated as proposed by the FDA, because teens' brains are still developing, they're more sensitive to the effects of nicotine, and using just a few e-cigarettes could make them vulnerable to using nicotine in other forms.
One of the things that's most distracting when it comes to information from these studies is one contradicts the other. Here's an example. A couple of drinks a day may boost your risk to get cancer. Well, we're told to take a couple of drinks a day to calm down or lower our blood pressure. Or
no, you see, you have to listen very carefully. They're not contradicting. The studies will show that if you drink, you may help yourself with circulatory issues in moderation. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, if you drink in moderation or worse, you will increase your risk of multiple number of cancers. This is out of the British Medical Journal. And for guys, it's two or more. For women, it's more than one drink a day. And this is serious stuff. And if you smoke, you have to drink even less.
Really? All right. Quick report on head lice and the news there.
Exactly. This is important information. You know, for most of us, the over-the-counter head lice treatment was effective, but for 25 states already, including mine, Florida, the over-the-counter is ineffective. You have to use the prescription drug for head lice.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with a weekly medical report on some of the top stories that will affect you. He's with us on Good Day all the time. Happy to have him here, 21 after the hour on Good Day.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Number, after setting the clock, the number is 23, Jennifer. 23 minutes after the hour. Doug Shepard's Good Day program. The best preparation for good work tomorrow is to do good work today. Here's good work from John Mellencamp. This is a song that was number one during this week in 1994 called Wild Night. You can crank it up now, Richie.
Go on. When you walk the streets, trying to remember all the wild nights we through your mind.
So wicked. Oh!
Every night so lonely when you're walking down on the street and the wind takes your feet.
Crying.
How do you
not sit still? I mean, you gotta kind of move during this,
great.
Right?
Yeah, great.
Lots of
moving here. Alright, so that's a good time again. Remember
all
that. All the girls. All the girls. I kind of like that line. Yeah. Original line. Alright. Keeping going. We're trying musically to bring you around to what was familiar. During this week in 1995, Vanessa Williams made it big with Colors of the Wind. It's a good song. How many different versions of this have there been?
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I don't know.
A number of them.
I know there were multiple versions, actually.
Okay. This is good, though. Crank it up, Richie. Colors of the Wind.
It is.
Did you think it's a good song?
Oh, it was in Pocahontas. Disney movie.
Nicely done. All right, next on our review, another Toni Braxton song.
Toni Braxton.
We seem to have. Number one this week, 1996. She's been a big influence in pop music, hasn't she?
Sure.
The last couple of decades.
Yeah.
How old is she? Looked to be about 40-something.
Yeah.
Later, mid to late 40s, I would think.
Yeah. All right, so there's that coverage. Third Eye Blind, number one this week, 97, with Semi-Charmed Life.
Loved
I don't know.
These guys.
Did you? I don't know this too.
And then, you know, the sad thing is, I love these guys, and then I saw them in concert, and they're so blown out. I don't know if there was a lot of drug use with them or what the deal is, but right. They just don't sound the same.
Uh-huh.
It's too bad.
Oh, wait.
But,
I really, this
totally
is, that's not the good part. This.
There we go. Get ready.
Yeah.
This is the one you know.
That's Doug Steff is singing along with Simi Chan kind of way.
Yeah, it is.
All Saints. Never Ever was number one during this week in 1998. No, no, this song. You know it, Jen Jen?
I do remember it. Vaguely. This is a while ago, yeah.
All right, 1999, LFO number one with Summer Girls.
Now this, yeah. I'm all about this.
You like this?
Oh, yeah. The women gonna stop by in the summer.
Do you remember? Do you remember?
I do.
You do?
You remember? Two kids on the block, had a bunch of Chinese kids, makes me think. I'm not fly, fly with a girl, fly, fly for the summer. For the summer. Nothing. You'll like this next song is NSYNC. Number one during this week in 2000. It's gonna be me. Way. You got no choice, babe. You gotta move on. You know there ain't no time to wait. At least use your right English. But as we pointed out the other day, if you use the correct English in all of these songs, how many of them would have been pop hits?
None. English Minglish.
Yeah.
English Minglish. Instinct Aaron, good day, 28 after the hour.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I got the sunshine and the blue sky up above. I got the black cow under my wheels. And I got big dreams. And I got people that I love. And there ain't nothing wrong. I got a good day going on.
Yeah, what he said.
Yeah, here we are, back to fix problems, not make problems. The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Rich McFadden, President Carter, in the update. What has it been, about a week since he issued the statement announcing that he had recent liver surgery and found out that he had cancer all over his body? So he wants, through his 90 years of age, he wants to make a complete public statement so the facts are known. He's one of the four living ex-presidents. Is this good? Is this bad? Is this helpful? How is it going to hurt? Is it going to make him any worse? And it may help people that are having the same kind of problems, or maybe people that don't even know. See, this is the biggest problem. I find in the medical world, people who are in denial, or they just have such bad care, doctors are so bad that they don't give them the extra time. And the perfect example of this is a very close friend of mine, and you were emailing to him, Richie. I think I told you this off the air, but I'll tell you the story on the air because I think it's very relevant to people who are afraid, who are full of fear because they don't know. And so he and I were talking about a diagnosis that I had had in one of my travails a few years ago, and I said, have you had this same test? He said, no. I said, why? He says, I don't want to know. I said, why? What do you mean you don't want to know? He says, I don't want to know what's going on in my body. And I sort of chuckled. We are very good friends, and I could say things to him that are pretty blunt. And I said something that was rather profound and profane to him. And he sort of turned around and looked at me, said, what happens if there's something wrong? How's that going to change
you handle it?
My life? One way or the other. And he says, at my age, I don't care.
Yeah.
I've had a great life, so something's wrong. What am I going to do about it? And I don't know whether I argue with that. I wouldn't do it that way myself, but
I'll tell you,
different.
The second I realized something was wrong,
yep.
I went to the hospital when I wasn't able to breathe
that
right.
Day.
And like, I was putting together a trampoline. I was like, man, I should not be this winded and tired. And then I started looking at my neck, and I was like, something's not right here. And I went straight to the emergency room. Boom. Had I waited another month or 2 months or whatever it is, I mean, who knows?
Who knows?
But catch it.
Well, so my friend who has the same problem that you had, and that's why I put the two of you together because I wanted you, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So they told him that he needed to come back for further examination. They told him, this is very doable, beatable. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, lymphoma is easy to beat if you catch it.
Yeah, okay. So he goes back in for another exam. And there's a lump in his groin. So the doctor said, oh, that's interesting. So this guy, who is a very high-profile guy, looks at him and says, what does that mean? He said, well, we got to do some more tests. Well, he said, let's hurry up and get the test done. Because this is like a Thursday. They schedule him for a test next Tuesday. The guy says, no, I don't want to worry about this all weekend. Come on. And so apparently
that's the worst part.
Yeah, I think it is, not knowing.
Right.
So come to find out, now he knows that he has stage 4 bone marrow cancer. To his credit, he's back at it, and they told him 3-4 weeks ago that the problem he had with the bones and cancer was over. He was cancer-free.
Good for him.
But he's on a drug that stabilizes his system now that he just got off of it. And he's lost, see, he loses his memory. He doesn't remember anything. He can take a tractor apart and put it back together again blindfolded. But he doesn't always remember what deals he makes now with people.
Let me tell you something. Chemo brain is, that's fun to get over. It's You can't remember. You walk into a room and you're like, wait a minute, what am I here for?
Yeah, why am I here? All right, a couple of other things here. I wish Jennifer were here to discuss what's going on the West Coast. For those of you who are listening in Oregon and in Washington State, so many fires, so many blazes burning up in this part of our country. What apparently is now being decided, because they can't possibly get a number of people together to go fight these things everywhere they are. So they're just letting them burn out. Burn unchecked. And they'll do this in areas where there are no homes. But some of the most magnificent trees in our country are in danger because of these fires. But some of them are so tough and so old, they won't be affected much by the fire. That's the other thing. What'd you start to say?
Well, hey, regrowth is actually
very
a good thing.
Healthy. Yes, it is.
The reason we try to squash these fires.
So they don't burn everybody's house down.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You know, if you've ever been to Mount St. Helens and looked at the regrowth after the eruption in 1982, 3, whatever it was, it's an amazing thing to see.
Mm-hmm.
To see how it just crushed everything for miles and then watch the regrowth of even the mountain itself and the wildlife, and it's so healthy. And it's because you get that ash, and it's good for the soil, and everything that comes up after that is regenerated. So
from the ash of the phoenix.
It is.
You're right about that. Anytime we ever burned anything on the farm, burned the field, it come back much greener, much healthier, because you get rid of all the debris that is there, and that sucks some of the energy out of the soil, so this rejuvenates it.
Yeah, so the bottom line is we're trying to save homes and people, which is great, cool, but, you know, all in all, it's good for the soil, good for the land.
Mm-hmm. All right, next item of interest and importance, and I don't like to dwell on these things, but because there's so much of a problem with rape and the kinds of things that are going on college campuses and in businesses, just almost in a wholesale way, unchecked, I believe, that I need to get on this bandwagon and just make the people, at least who are listening to me, aware of it so you can formulate your own opinion one way or another. The story of this 16-year-old girl who's at the center of a rape trial. School is St. Paul's, private school in New Hampshire. Cross-examination of her at this school begins today. The exploration here is what some say is a culture of sex and gender and entitlement at these private schools. A lot of ambassadors and senators, prominent people, have gone to this school. And I think for when you look at some of these people And you sometimes, there have been movies done about things like this. You read the story, the accounts of the arrogance. There was an episode once on, I think it was Blue Bloods, about a kid of privilege doing this sort of thing. And you look at him and then you think, oh, I know somebody like that. My children both went to private school. And I can tell you, I know kids like that. And my children know kids like that who get away with these sorts of things because of who they are. Do you know who I am? Do you know who my father is? Do you know who my mother is? So this culture of laissez-faire, the approach to young women and even women of all ages, frankly, who are abused by men, and the way that these things are being handled by the law, it's disgusting. So this thing goes on, and now this girl is going to be, it's like this girl was on trial. She didn't do anything except become a victim. And yet it seems like the feel I get from it, because of the people who are working on the other side to protect the children who are accused of this, the wealthy people who hire expensive lawyers to try to browbeat this 16-year-old girl and get off their client, which is what their job is, but it's still pretty disgusting, isn't it? When you think about it? Yeah. All right.
Did you hear about this Rosie O'Donnell story and her daughter?
Yeah, her daughter ran away for a week. Now she's back?
And now she's back, but apparently they were able to track her cell phone, police were, to some Barnegat Township, New Jersey home of 25-year-old Steve Shearer. And Rosie tweeted last night that he had been charged with third-degree possession of heroin with intent to distribute. Her daughter had met this guy on the dating website Tinder.
Right.
And so now she's trying to figure out what to do. But thank God, I mean, they find this.
Well, that's
17 years old, and you still got to watch your kids from this kind of stuff. Be careful.
In a moment, we're going to focus on Trump and his immigration ideas or immigration practice. What do you like? What do you not like? Let's dig into this in a moment. Ann Badmus will join us here on Good Day.
Today on App Check with Placer, push a button to save your location. To get there again or share with friends, use a map, compass, or GPS. Add to your collection.
I'll be back.
Placer. It's a hit.
Fall in love with your free 7-piece Lancome gift only at Macy's. Receive advanced Genifique plus other skincare and makeup favorites and a cosmetics bag with any $35 or more Lancome purchase. Spend $70 or more and pick an additional trio while supplies last. Visit your Macy's Lancome counter today.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This punchy 6-time All-Star is the only player to record 500 hits with 4 different teams. He's most identified with the Mets, where he helped them win the 1973 National League pennant.
Down the hit and run stop, getting a good pitch, an off-speed pitch, one that he can weigh down and handle.
So where is Rusty Saab now? Rusty opened 2 restaurants in New York City, both of which have since closed. In 2006, he published a children's book called Hello, Mr. Met. Rusty also founded the New York Police and Fire Widows and Children's Benefit Fund, which raises money for the families of police and firefighters killed in the line of duty.
If they're interested in giving money to policemen and firemen families, we're the real deal.
Rusty Staub, a hit on and off the field. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.
Harrison with you. The holy grail in the renewable energy sector has been to create a clean, green process which uses only light, water, and air to create fuel. Now the Valcent company says their technology will turn water algae into biodiesel. Glenn Kurtz, Valcent's CEO.
Algae is the fastest growing plant on the planet. If I grow an acre of corn, and I'm looking at it from the standpoint of producing oil, I can grow about 18 gallons of oil per acre per year. Algae, I can go up to 20,000 gallons of oil per acre per year.
Not only is algae the fastest growing plant on Earth,
we took 1/10 of the state of New Mexico and converted it into algae production, we could meet all of the energy demands for the entire United States.
From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
Dr. Buff here. Are you an over-explainer? Well, if you are, you might want to stop here at the Social Science Center.
You know the type. You ask them something, and 20 minutes later, they're still explaining. Okay, I'm exaggerating, but they tend to go on and on and on. Why? Some say they're afraid you'll take offense, so they over-explain to protect themselves. And they need hedging their bets just in case they're afraid of failure. So here's what you need to know. Most people don't want an over-explanation. They just want an answer to the question. Next, stick to the facts. Keep your opinions out of it.
All I ask from you is a very simple answer to a very simple question.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Answer the question with one explanation and keep the others to yourself just in case you need them later. When you do, you'll feel more secure because you know more than they do. Got a question or a comment? Hey, you can send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Doug Steffen, Good Day Program, 14 before the hour, 46 after the hour. Rich and I have Ann Badmus, shareholder and chair of the immigration section of Cowles and Thompson. She's a lawyer. Her practice consists primarily of employment and business-related immigration matters. So she has a good view of the Donald Trump ideas around immigration. Ms. Badmus, thank you for joining us. So tell us what you think happens if the Trump plan stands.
Well, good morning. Yes, from what I've read, it sounds like that if it is implemented, which I think will be a hard way for that to happen, is that it will really cause a lot of changes in what my practice sees, in particular even with the legal immigration, which I...
What is your practice? Explain how you're involved. You're involved in businesses who hire illegals. Is that what is it that you do?
Oh, no, not at all. No, I'm involved with businesses who hire legal workers, foreign legal workers. Yeah. So we go through the system as it is and try to help them. And in most cases, we do help employers and their employees to get the visas, the work visas, permanent residence, which is green cards, and eventually U.S. citizen, which typically is a very, very, very long process. Many of my clients are going through this process for 10 years. So it's not an easy process to go through, but that's what I work with. So some of the Trump proposals would actually affect those or workers who are actually trying to go through the system.
How so?
Make it more difficult.
He says he's about to make the good ones be able to stay.
Well, you know, some of the things that he's talking about, he is basically in terms of limiting the numbers of people who can come through that system, for example, through the H-1B worker program, which is a high-skilled worker program, which is pretty limited right now. We have about 85,000 visas available each year, and it's sort of run at a lottery now because you have, you know, a need of about 200,000 of those visas. So I don't see where he's talking about helping in terms of allowing those who do have those skills to get through that and not have to compete and only have a 33% chance of even getting one of those visas. I see more so that he's going to make it more difficult for those employees to apply.
What's the solution to this problem? Because this is the thing that's getting the most traction. The American public is tired of all of this because they feel, rightly so in my opinion, they've been victimized in many circumstances by people who come here, work cheaper, aren't staying legally, all the money's going out of the country, they're not paying taxes. So how do we fix this problem?
Well, I think overall, it's been proposed over many, many years. It's to look at, as you've mentioned, comprehensively, those who do come in illegally, how you deal with that. And you know, the border certainly is an issue. There are people who come in and overstay. Those are issues. They really have to, but you also have to look at it from the standpoint, in my opinion, in terms of there is a benefit to immigration as well, and it seems like Trump proposals almost seem to say that there is absolutely no benefit to immigration. And I think we have to get away from that. We have to look at overall what we can do to make sure that our system is modernized so that it does recognize some of the benefits that do come from immigration and, of course, limit those who would take away from our system or our country as well.
Are you likely to support Donald Trump as a presidential candidate?
Well, I don't want to say who I'll support, but I would say that as far as the immigration plan is concerned, I would not support
Who's got the best plan? Of those running for president, who's got the best plan?
The best plan? Actually, I mean, I don't really see, I see bits and pieces of what people are saying, but I don't really see a comprehensive plan, so I don't really want to comment on that until I see something a little, you know, more detailed about
it. If somebody asked you, let's say Carly Fiorina called you up, She heard you talking to me on the radio, and she said, that woman makes a lot of sense. Let me call her and see if I can get her advice or some input. Would you help somebody like that to formulate a plan that, in your mind, made sense?
Oh, of course. I would certainly want to, offer anyone my opinion in terms of what I think would be the most beneficial overall.
Yeah, you got to wonder, as the election draws closer and closer, if there's going to be anything here before the election. And then the excuse is, well, after the election, nobody cares. Before the election, everybody wants to do something, but they don't want to offend possible voters. It is a conundrum. Interesting to hear your perspective on it. Thank you from your perch as an immigration lawyer. Anne Badmus joining us.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancements yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
It's not that we like Warren Eckstein. We love Warren Eckstein and his advice to pet owners. It comes about as a result of his visit here, daily vignettes on the Good Day program, and his weekend program. It's for pets called The Pet Show. Clever. You can. He figured that out all by himself, too. I think, Warren, right? Do you have any help coming up with that name?
No, all by myself.
Well, perfect. WarrenEckstein.com, HugsAndKisses.com. Hugs and Kisses, his own formulation for great vitamins and minerals, specifically for dogs and cats. You got one group that gets a certain mixture, and the other group gets... By the way, you posted something about cats, and I want to get to that in a matter of moments, plus the passing of a famous dog. Warren's visit brought to us by the folks at Cedarside who want to keep bugs out of your home. And here's a lady who bugs me all the time to tell you the whole story.
I hate when my house is bugged. You need to keep bugs out of your home, Dougie, and away from your family. Cedarside has your non-toxic answer. Cedarside.com is the leader in natural and organic pest control solutions. Cedarside's original 100% organic bug spray is a must-have for your home and family. Harnessing cedar oil to make organic pest control solutions that kill and repel bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Use Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature. Go to Cedarside.com or call now 800-842-1464. And don't forget the code word Doug.
All right. So, Warren, this Jack Russell Terrier known as Oogie, remember the Oscar-winning movie The Artist? have been.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This dog has been in a lot more than just that movie. But I wonder about some of these dogs that become actors. Is it the same sort of thing as the overdone dog that wins the Westminster Dog Show? What are these dogs? What's the life like for a dog that does this sort of thing?
You know, actually, that dog you were talking about, Ouyi, was trained by a friend of mine, Martina, from France, and an incredible trainer here on the West Coast. She actually trained the dog that was in Fraser, also Eddie, who I had the opportunity of interviewing many, many years ago.
Really?
The bottom line is it all depends on the person that the dog's with. Very often, some of these dogs are kept in kennels, and they don't live a normal life. But you take a dog like Eddie or Ouyi, they live at home with the trainer, they're part of the family, they belong to the trainer, so they do have an incredible life, and they have a lot, in many cases, is a lot better than your dog or my dog based on the fact that they're constantly experiencing something brand new. So if they're treated properly, in most cases they are, and belong to someone and live with someone, I think it's fine.
One of the things you hear often, there was a recent movie that focused on a dog, and there were three or four dogs that were playing the part. That happened, I think, back with Lassie on TV. There were about four or five Lassies that were in all those shows, right?
Exactly. In other words, and Lassie, by the way, a lot of people don't know this. Lassie was a male dog, and Lin Tin Tin was a female dog.
Ah, got together.
And the reason they did that is because the male dogs, I hate to say this, I'm not chauvinistic, but male dogs tend to be much more beautiful than female dogs.
Yes.
And especially in certain breeds.
Yes. Well, look at lions, the mane that the lion has. Much more attractive. You have posted... you didn't ask you. You didn't draw a conclusion. I'd be wondering what your conclusion was. You asked the question on your blog site whether or not cats are evil. Is the cat a devil or an angel? What are you getting for results?
I did this just for you, Doug. Just for you. You know what it is, and I write about this, and I got the blog up there. Cats are nocturnal, which means they're out at night, their eyes glow, and for some people, the fact that they're out at night, they're kind of associated with witches or were associated with witches and demons. So they had a horrible, horrible reputation for many, many years, caused hysteria, paranoia, but they're also the symbol of good luck. Go to any Japanese restaurant, and you'll see something called the Manaki Niko, which is the good luck cat with one paw up. Pope's King, Prophet Mohammed, all really worship cats. So there's kind of the pros and cons. From my perspective, cats are equal to dogs in every way.
Really?
I know you bought that 100%.
Well, I've changed my attitude toward cats, actually. And I think it's just because I've seen some of the things, the cats in the barn. We had a couple of really good cats for a long time in the barn here on the farm. And I remember sort of one of them sent me back to when I was a kid. We had the cutest little cat. It's like the dogs. It's how you treat them. They're going,
exactly,
although
right.
Cats are a little more persnickety than dogs are, and maybe more independent. But they are contributors.
Cats suck.
Oh, thanks, Rich.
Just remember this.
They don't like you either, Rich.
Exactly.
They're independent thinkers. You don't like independent thinkers.
I don't at all.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like you.
Thank you.
Aww.
All right, so I know about Warren. Warren's an independent thinker.
No,
you don't like
Warren.
Him either?
Yeah, no, he's
all
cool.
Right. Okay. Warren is cute. That's the whole idea. Warren's cool. Warren, next time, check out thepetshow.com, 59 after on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.